Hello from First Baptist Church. This is Pastor Kevin Green. I'm your host, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast coming to you from Kelowna, BC. At this time, we have an outbreak of COVID-19 and social isolation is in full force. So I hope you are all safe and feeling connected in a meaningful way despite all of this social distancing. And speaking of social distancing, this podcast is not an in-person podcast in keeping with our government guidelines and in wanting to help our healthcare workers stay safe and keep our vulnerable people safe. We've decided to do this podcast remotely. And today we're going to be talking about staying healthy during this pandemic. My guest today is Adrian Gerber. Adrian is a dad, a Young Life regional director, and an athlete. He's also the engaged ministry leader at First Baptist Kelowna, and he's also my friend. I'm not sure if that's the same order, but we'll just go with that for now. Hello, Adrian, and welcome to our podcast.
Hey, Kevin, good to be here.
You know, a lot of people are dealing with this the best they can, and I just wonder, how are you coping with all of these almost sudden changes?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, when it first kind of was outbreaking, we were up at Big White, hoping to do a lot of skiing, and that was cut short. We stayed up there a couple extra days because why rush down, we thought, to be in our home where we're just cooped up there. So let's get bored at Big White and then we can come home and get bored. That was our idea.
Yeah.
And it worked out pretty well. But then it was adjusting back to work, and now Steph is also at work, so we both are operating out of home offices, and we have four boys in the house, three of our own, plus an international student. So we're figuring it out.
Wow, because you've answered my next question a little bit. I was going to ask, how is life different? It sounds like it's quite different for you.
Yeah, certainly. My work, I oversee a lot of people at a distance. So spending time on the phone or Zoom calls is not unfamiliar to me at all. However, I usually have, you know, interspaced with face-to-face appointments and different kind of gatherings and trips to places. So all of a sudden it feels, it's that shut-in experience. And trying to manage even just quiet at home, you realize how much of an open door policy you have in your house when you try and have a quiet office space in your bedroom, but the door just keeps opening and closing.
Yeah, totally.
Constantly.
Constant. Yeah, it's hard to find that space. We're all familiar with the challenges of this outbreak, but have there been any surprises for you that have been maybe not negative, but positive?
Well, I think we all have experienced on some level, for those of us who have families, experienced just the quality time and sometimes the rub of that that's challenging, but also the joy of that and sort of taking joy in some of the simple things. You know, playing more board games, backyard games, if the weather's warm enough. I definitely think about people who don't have the same living situation as us, and maybe they're just a couple or alone. I think that might get a little more challenging and dull, and feeling even more isolated than we do. I saw a deer walking straight up the middle of the road yesterday. Just middle of the day. Sometimes we see that in our neighborhood mornings, maybe in a yard hopping a fence, but it was just walking up the middle of the road. Like, I don't know where anybody else is, but this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Loving it. So
that's for sure.
Thinking about how nature is enjoying our retreat into our homes, and the birds are singing a little louder maybe.
Yeah, no, I see that. That is a definite surprise. I mean, apparently the atmosphere is even cleaner over major cities. Like, this is making a big difference with us driving less. So
yeah.
I think one of the surprises is maybe we're going to learn something about changing lifestyles when we get through this.
Yeah, I was joking with a friend that as we're worried about the COVID virus, the animal kingdom is saying, man, the human virus is finally ending, or yeah. it's on a downturn. This is fantastic.
Right. So one of the things that I think is a challenge is staying healthy during this pandemic. And I mean, I think health has a wide variety of maybe applications. I mean, you can think of physical health, emotional health, and spiritual health, and obviously they're all connected. But I wonder if you have thoughts about staying healthy during this pandemic. What are you doing and what's working for you?
Yeah. Well, as I said, I think one of our, probably because, again, we started at Big White, and so the idea was right in front of us. What will we do when a mountain shuts down? We just went out and started walking around, keeping a safe distance from the few others that remained there for a few days.
So wait a minute, you stayed at the ski hill and you walked up to the top of the ski hill?
Well, we did do that, actually.
Who does that?
Right. Well, when you're out of things, and that's, for me, that's been part of it, is realizing that, yes, we're limited to all sorts of things. We can't go to space. We can't be where people are, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. But what's the adventure in that? And right. So twice, actually, we walked to the top of Big White. One to the tip top, and that was myself and our exchange student, Consti. We went to the top and snowboarded. He skied down. But the day before, we walked to the top of one of the lifts with a bunch of sleds. So we actually slid down. And that was crazy. That was a little dangerous. We actually we had to create some safety measures before we hit trees.
I think that sounds like one of the surprises, though, is discovering new opportunities of things that you probably never would have considered doing in normal times.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And so for that's been a big thing for us. And I would say that's a little bit your emotional, mental kind of state of health, is just to see the opportunities within and have adventures. I think that's been key for us. But the other piece is just getting outside.
Yeah.
Fresh air, little bit of exercise, and we, you know, there's serious exercise, but even just getting out for walks.
Absolutely.
My wife Steph has been doing that almost daily, walking around the neighborhood, walking to Knox Mountain from here, which is something she's maybe done from our house once before. Yeah. And now she's done it a dozen times.
Wow. Yeah, I do notice a lot of people out walking and biking, which is great to see. Hoping they keep their social distance, they need to do that, but it's still really great to see. And I know that a lot of people had their routines interrupted, like people that are used to going to the gym or to rec centers. Do you have any advice for them and what they could do in their homes or in their yards or walking? What's some advice for them?
Well, we all become accustomed to you know, certain things and love our routines, right? And love that, maybe that particular machine that does that thing. But, you know, how can you replicate that? You know, if you've been going to the gym, maybe you don't own any weights or that kind of thing at home, but there's plenty of exercise. You can YouTube anything in terms of, I'm sure, YouTubing, you know, at home exercise, at home ab workout, at home, you know, bench press. I'm sure that Google search is shot through the roof. And so lots of different opportunities there. It'd be as bad as just lifting cans of soup if you want to.
Oh, totally. You know, technology is really helpful in this. Like you mentioned, there's one app that I've told people about a lot called the 7-Minute Workout. It's a free download on your phone, and it's actually really good, and anyone could do that.
Yeah, and you know, that's a good one. That's a good one to squeeze in, especially if you're like me, you have a bunch of Zoom call meetings. One of the things I'd read about was as much for your brain as for your eyes, but it just talked about the 20-20-20 rule. So every 20 minutes, take 20 seconds to look at something 20 feet away.
Oh, and, wow. Okay.
Maybe every few hours, do a 7-minute workout. And how much
will that bring
you back?
Well, and I think one of the things that is really important during times like this is actually having a routine, you know, like, because routines give us predictability and comfort, and they give us a sense of peace and control. And I'm just wondering about workout routines. So for myself, I like to start my day with a routine because it's predictable. And I think a lot of people who maybe don't work out or don't work out in the morning, this is a really good chance for them to start their day with an endorphin boost, really, by starting a new routine. So do you have any routines that you practice, either physical, emotional, or spiritual right now that are helping you?
Well, I think, you know, as I was saying, we're trying to create in our household routines. And I'd say that's the first and foremost, because you can try and have a routine, but if it doesn't sync up in your house, that can get broken pretty quick. So that's pretty important for us. To be honest, Kevin, you're more of a routine guy than I am. And that might be our stage of life, but sometimes I'm trying to squeeze in exercise and workouts. And so I just, my routine is sort of, it's more like looking out for the adventure. You see, wait a second, I'm not doing anything at 3 on Wednesday afternoon. What could I be doing? And something to look forward to. And it's kind of, you know, we've all had a bunch of things that we were looking forward to get canceled. Some people, awesome trips, etc.
So some people, like me.
Yeah, like
not that it's all about me, but like me.
And that's a huge, that was a huge part of your sense of joy and excitement, anticipation is all built into that. So, you know, how are little ways that you can create, whether it's by routine or spontaneity, just saying, hey, I'm going to fit in something where I get to go outside, I get to go for a run, I get to go see something. And again, I keep pushing into the nature thing. For me, I find the fresh air and getting some exercise, that combination, as I get that, it gives me perspective, it resets. I'm finding that that's a place where I'm connecting with God more than just in my, you know, humble spaces at home that I have. I think for me, it's the freshness, but also the quietness. And
yeah. Well, and I also think, you know, routine, we may differ a bit on that, but I think one of the key things, whether it's a routine or whatever it is that people maybe can include some new disciplines in their life, you know, that are helpful, because with some disciplines, you actually gain some control and can grow in different ways. This is an opportunity for that. And actually it's Lent season too, right? Lent is a season of discipline. So it's an opportunity for us to do new things. You know, one of the thoughts I have is this, like set some really small goals, you know, and this might sound ridiculous, but set a goal of doing one push-up a day.
Yeah.
And I guarantee when you go to do your one push-up, you'll do 10 if you can.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
5 minutes of reading, you know, set a goal of 5 minutes of reading a day. You sit down and read your book. Hey, it's going to become a habit. Even if you only do it 5 minutes a day, you're going to gain a new habit. So I think all of that is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, we have that opportunity, you know, this, the limitations of your house, your yard, the people that you can see, we, you know, the gains are, we have a ton of time. I had to drive somewhere in my car yesterday, and it, even the way it started, I realized, oh yeah, I don't think this car has been started for a week. Right. So we've been given a gift on the other hand, with time and opportunity, there's a chance for fresh, like you say, fresh routines, fresh experiences, and to say, you know what, I'm going to, and I see a lot of people doing that, whether it's exercise or they're choosing to garden or cook, things that are kind of the more plain normal. You had the chance every day before COVID happened, but now what else are you going to do? So you fit it in and finding some real joy in that.
Right. And I think, well, I know that we both agree about the connection between physical, emotional, and spiritual health. So we know that there's benefits for our spirit and our emotion when we exercise, but the opposite is also true, right? Like there's benefits from keeping ourselves emotionally healthy for our physical self. And
absolutely,
you know, like one of the things that I think people need to pay attention to right now is sleep. Like, how are you sleeping? What's on your mind before you go to sleep? And pay attention to that and deal with it, because sometimes I know that my mind says I'm not stressed, but my body tells me I am. It's a really weird thing. And sleep is like that. Sleep can tell you things that you need to deal with. So what do you think about those connections, and what about emotional health, especially for people who are used to being together, but can't be together? Do you have any suggestions for that? And if you do, you're going to be famous, because you're going to solve a big problem in the world right now.
Yeah. Well, couple comments that I would say. One, you were talking about the importance of sleep. I definitely, you know, we work with teenagers, me less directly than I used to. But as I talk to my staff and the volunteer leaders in Young Life, the routine of teenagers, they're, you know, who's going to bed before midnight now? It's just all pushing. And I know that's not just...
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
That's adults too. And that in the end, and I'll sway into that myself at times. And I just know when I'm getting up earlier, it's a better day. I tend to be fresher, kinder, all sorts of things. The fruit of the spirit happens between, you know, 6 and 6, not noon and midnight.
Right.
But I one of the things that I see there, and I know, you know, especially lots of people I've talked to have had this sort of thing, is we started listening to the COVID news and then we started trying to be on top of it. And so people were finishing and starting their day with updates.
The last thing they went to bed. That's all there is. Up,
where is it now? And I would say refraining from that, just like any good practice of refraining from, shouldn't be checking your phone before you've had breakfast. Like just wake up and enter the day. And I find sometimes for me, connecting that to the spiritual side, is sometimes we get so caught up in our own story that we are ignoring God's story in it all. He's present. He's here with us now. But do we wake up to that? Or are we just thinking, what am I going to do? Am I in danger?
Yeah. What's COVID doing today? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what does that look like for you, the spiritual aspect? Is it just being aware of God's presence? Or do you have a practice that you do daily? Or what's your practice for this?
Well, I would say that a few different things that I do, and it's just built into my kind of life daily routine. But reading scripture and just deciding, you know, for years.
You
now,
said I'm routine. Just, so you do have a routine, hey?
I have a routine.
You are like me.
Yeah, a little bit, Kev. But sort of for me, just the chance to discover. And so, you know, I like to go book by book at a time, sometimes 2 books at a time in the Bible, and just reading them start to finish. Sometimes I'm going through them quickly, sometimes slowly. And then every once in a while, as I feel inclined, I'll just stop on one and decide to memorize a passage. I've done that. I used to do it just little verses. And that was maybe, I'd say, much longer ago in my sort of spiritual life routine back in the first 5 years I was a Christian, maybe 10. But nowadays, sometimes I'll just find a passage, like a chapter. The most recent one I did was Colossians 3. Don't quiz me on it. I don't know if I still have it now.
I would not do that to you.
Just going through it and... something happens differently for me when you memorize something. You carry it with you in the day.
And, yeah, you do.
And as people talk, it pops up because you're like, oh, that's kind of like the middle part of this, you know, passage I've been reciting in my mind. So that can be very helpful. The other thing, it's been big for me for years, but now I see how helpful it is in this kind of time, is just the practice of gratitude. And that can be writing things down, praying things in a very, you know, prayer practicing sense of it, or even just speaking it out loud. And I noticed a family doing this recently, and we just sort of re-engage in the routine at a dinner table and just say, hey, you know, sometimes I just make up reasons why we're doing it. But I said, it's Tuesday, starts with T, it's thankfulness day. So what are we thankful for?
Right.
And then we just go around and share, and it's become common practice. And what you practice, you get good at. And
that's great. Because I think thankfulness is connected to hope, isn't it?
And absolutely.
I think for us now, like it's hard for some people to feel hope. I mean, because hope is so connected to things that we're looking forward to. So we have our hope in Christ, but everyday hope as well. Like sometimes you go, oh, I'm really looking forward to this outing we have on the weekend. Well, that's canceled now, right?
Yeah.
We're really being challenged now to think about hope in a different way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's been helpful for us. How would you, and I know this is a really tough question. I almost hesitate to go here. You and I both are at home with a family of 5. So loneliness might feel different for us than it does for someone who's maybe a retired couple or someone who's single, isolated by themselves. And I have a lot of empathy for people that are in that situation. What do you think emotional health looks like for those people? And what is our responsibility as people who are maybe a bit more connected because of our family situation to reach out to those people?
Yeah, well, I think as we all try and figure this out, people are, you know, taking advantage of some of the great technological, you know, opportunities we have, video conferencing. I remember when I was a kid, I watched that, and the idea of a video phone call was insane and impossible. And we'll be living on the moon before that happens. And here we are, my kids are just used to it, like it's normal. So that's a real gift, and we can use those things. At the same time, for me at least, sometimes it feels like it scratches the itch, but it doesn't solve
right.
it. And
yeah.
so the
it's
first
like we're going to have to live in this pain for a little while almost, right? And
yeah.
it's going to feel really good to be able to shake someone's hand or give them a hug.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really a hugger, but I might become one after this.
You
Isn't
might.
Scary?
You might. Look out, people.
Oh.
And get some hugs. I find that I've been, you know, I intentionally, just out of wanting physical touch, go and hug my own kids. So if you don't have that, you know, that definitely brings a challenge. I think just those good emotional health practices where you check in with yourself. And again, you've been gifted time to do that.
Yeah.
So stopping and saying, what am I feeling right now? What is that feeling? And everything I've learned about mental health, I'm by no means an expert, but as I go to various training and listening to counselors, feel the feeling you're feeling seems to be often the advice. Like, just, it's okay to be in it, experience it. And if with others to do that, I want to tell one great story of, you know, what can we do who maybe have more? And I think that's, what does generosity look like now?
Yeah.
I heard this story of, there was a girl who in Armstrong no longer lives with her parents. So she was alone in an apartment and doesn't have a great relationship with her parents. So the idea of connecting with them and them being part of her inner COVID circle wasn't going to be the case. So she's just stuck out there. Well, she had a friend, and her friend has said, well, I'm going to move out and move in with you, and you're now part of our circle. And every night we go to dinner at my parents' house, i.e. where I usually live. And so they've sort of adopted this one person. And as I look around, knowing, you know, we have our five and it's safe to stay with our five, but some people only have one. And could people who have five make themselves a six or a seven? To include and say, hey, we're not meeting with anyone else, but we are meeting with you just to give you people.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
That's a big ask or a big idea.
Yeah, it is, but it's helpful. Now, as far as your diet goes, have you noticed any changes? Do you feel like you're healthier eating or less healthy? And what role does food have with your physical, emotional, and spiritual health right now as you're going through this?
Yeah, well, again, working as a family unit, when all of a sudden grocery stores were have become a dangerous and also a potentially empty place, we've lost the ability to just decide what we want to eat and go buy it.
Yeah.
So we always create kind of a meal plan and shopping list. And when I say we, let's be honest, Steph does.
Right.
We occasionally give her one idea for the 21 meals a week.
Yeah.
When she goes out, you know, we're starting to bring home, you know, what we can. Sometimes it's an adjustment from what we hoped for or planned for. What I found though, is because of that, knowing there may not be wraps or there may not be, we've been a little bit like, hey, don't just snack and eat has been a policy in our whole household. And that's started with food management, but because of it, I've noticed we're all eating better because we're eating a meal with people. Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing, Adrian. I feel like there's been a shift in our society between food as from food as just something that we indulge in to food as nourishment. I mean, when you see people shopping now, they're getting good food.
Yeah.
You know, they're leaving not all the junk. I mean, because truthfully, I still snuck a bag of chips into my cart.
Not a guy.
For the most part, the junk has been left behind and food is nourishment. So I think people have a healthier relationship with food right now.
They could, but that's just you and me talking. Maybe
that's
someone
true.
Is out
well,
there.
Maybe we could get some pushback on that. But,
third pint of ice cream last night saying...
Did
I'm
you?
Stressed out. No,
well, that was emotional health.
There could be someone out there.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Yeah, especially, and again, if you're alone, I know when sometimes Steph will leave and go on a holiday, but I'm working for a couple of days and I fall behind her. Generally, my eating routine is not as good. So I think, as you know, other people might see this is quite challenging. Singleness, I just think, is challenging anyways with food.
Right.
Various things. So maybe that's part of it.
Wow. And so what parts of life do you feel are normal right now that are helping you through this? Is there any part of life that's normal?
Well, I think, you know, being with our family is normal. I am really enjoying the simple things more. And so they are the normal things, but I'm finding more joy in them. And that's helping me through. I think cooking, you know, and taking a little bit more time to cook things. And I even found myself watching Netflix, boring documentaries about cooking. and I'm super into them all of a sudden, because these are the adventures we can have right now. And walking and that kind of thing. So in terms of, in terms of that, I think that's normal. You know, what can you do in a backyard? We're doing more of it. We're, you know, starting to think like everybody about, you know, gardening or doing some kind of yard work. And, that's helpful and hopeful and gives you, you know, some productive time to put your mind to something and have a project. So that's been helpful. Yeah.
Adrian, do you have any final comments or just thoughts about health for people before we sign off?
Well, I think if I can, you know, for me, we talk about all kinds of the different aspects of our health, of our total selves. And although it might just seem like I'm preaching about it, but to get active and outdoors and into the quiet and into... And taking time to think and to listen and pay attention, I often think back to Psalm 19 that talks about the heavens declare the glory of God. And I just, every time I'm out there, I'm trying to attend to that, pay attention to it, notice it. How is this speaking to me about what God is like when I'm out there? And as I'm breathing fresh air out there, active, seeing new things, smiling people, trying to do the same, make the best of a COVID shut-in situation. I am uplifted physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, like the whole package. And so that's been my recipe so far. And it's pretty simple. And it's, you know, we've been looking for quality life and pleasure all this time. And who would have thought a walk in your neighborhood or out to, you know, the local park is the thing that was going to deeply answer this.
Right. Well, Adrian, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on this podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kevin. It's been fun.
Yeah. Hey, so look forward to connecting with our guests later on. And if you have any questions or thoughts, you can email me, kevin@fbckelowna.com. And until next time, keep the faith and live in hope.